Blog Talk Radio.
Can like really blend like southern cuisine,
healthy foods with you know, Dallas, you know, very multicultural, very diverse, you know, from Hispanic dishes to Asian dishes to that Southern comfort food. And so she really liked my my battered shrimp. And I posted a picture of how the batter should look. But I told you guys, I gobbled it up like crazy. But I thought about it. The platter of shrimp that I had shared with my sister, I should have snapped a picture of it so you could see how good and yummy it looked. But I'm sure if you guys made that batter and dipped your shrimp in it or your fish or your chicken breast or whatever, that you got the same results. You have to have that all at a perfect, perfect temperature. Also, and I seen what Ellen Kay cooked, Ryan's Nana's dip, nine-layer dip, too. So can't wait to hear them talk this morning. Robin Leach also will be talking to Chris Angel this morning, I think, in Las Vegas, 106.5. So those of you that are loyal like me, I got a plug. I mean, I've always loved Robin Leach. Check out this morning's show. I think Vince Neil will be on there also. But, again, thank you for tuning in. Congrats again to Seattle. And I know you guys probably wondering when she's going to get to New Girl. Oh, my God. New Girl was the bomb. Oh, my goodness. Prince, the cast. Oh, man, the show was everything that Fox and NFL Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, those of us Purple Peeps have pumped it up to be. Third Eye Girl, I mean, that was a very, very good, I like New Girl also, and that was a fantastic episode. It was so cool. And then, right before Valentine's Day, discussing the topic of love and when is the right time to say I love you from both perspectives, the male and female perspective. So that's pretty cool. So that was a very fun show. And Pitchfork Media on Twitter, they have shared like the whole full episode also. So, and I have it retweeted and shared on my Facebook page also. Those of you that might have missed it, but you can go to Fox's website, I'm sure, and watch the full episode of New Girl. But it was fantastic, and Prince played a new song at the end, and it was just a good, really good episode. Oh, man, I mean, really good. I loved it. Third Eye Girl, that's Prince and his all-female band. Big shout-out to MPG also. I'm checking out an article. Speaking of Robin Leach, I'm checking out an article from him in today's Las Vegas Sun, and it's a story about the Jacksons, you know. Hot topic. To me, it's a hot topic, and those of you who love the Jacksons like I do, I love the Jacksons and, you know, the late Michael Jackson and all. Jackson Jackson talks rock tales and cocktails run at Planet Hollywood. So it's good to hear that the brothers are doing their thing in Las Vegas. Robin Leach writes that it's inevitable that whenever the four remaining Jackson brothers perform, they will always be asked about the fifth brother, the missing Michael. Until now, the Jacksons have kept tight-lipped about their sibling who broke away from the brothers to go solo and became the world's top pop prince. But when Jackie, Jermaine, Marlon, and Tito debut their Rock Tales and Cocktails, sounds very intimate, residency show at Planet Hollywood on February 20th, audiences will hear secret stories about Michael. Oh, man, that is so awesome. Wow. That is so awesome. Don't expect them to address the tabloid tales that followed the youngest Jackson even after his death. No, you know, intimate stories about them growing up and their experiences, you know, working together and being siblings. That's the kind of stories that I would want to hear, right? Not those tabloid stories. We can hear about tabloid stories anywhere. We want to hear intimate, true stories. I love stories. I love telling stories. I love hearing stories. So definitely from the Jacksons themselves, from their own mouth. So they go on to say that that they treasure his memory too much to spoil the good times they shared with him on tour. However, there would be fascinating and candid, there would be foretold stories as part of the song and dance spectacle. Rehearsals have been underway in Los Angeles, and the brothers are trying to trim too much material, too many stories, too much music into a fast-moving, high-energy 90-minute show. Now that they are getting ready to start final rehearsals here in Las Vegas, they have begun talking about how the show and the stories are coming together. And Robin Leach speaks about how he spoke with Jackie Jackson, who lives in Las Vegas. So he goes on to ask Jackie, so first, how are rehearsals going? And Jackie says that, oh, they're going great, man. We're just trying to put the songs together with the storytelling. You can't tell too many stories because you don't want to bore the audience with long storytelling. They come to hear good music as well, so we've got to make sure we balance the two. Then Robin Leach asks, where does the show start in terms of your early lives? Back in Gary, Indiana, and Jackie responded by saying, yes, back there with the music and of I Want You Back and ABC, that's how it started. You'll hear both of those along with I'll Be There. Then he goes on to ask Jackie, I've heard that your brothers and you are in the middle of recording a new album. At the same time, you're getting this show ready. And I hope that, you know, Michael's a part of that new album, don't you? I sent Michael three songs via one of his attorneys. And I was hoping that maybe he'll do a demo or do something of my songs. If there's like a hidden demo or something of one of the three songs I sent him, I promise you I will just freak out. But the song lyrics. I can't wait to hear their new music and their new album. But it goes on to say that, then Robin asks, they answered the question. Yes, that's correct. The good thing about it is all the brothers will be here in town for the run of the show. So we're getting set up to get a lot of work done and record the tracks right here in Las Vegas. So they're recording the album in Las Vegas. And then it goes on to say, how do you all feel about recreating this extraordinary journey that you all took? And they respond, we're so excited about the show in Las Vegas. We played here a while back, more than 20 years ago, with the whole family, and we know the Jacksons love Las Vegas. I can't wait to have my first trip to Las Vegas and New York, and a return to L.A., of course. Then he goes on to say, so a lot of memories come flooding back. We can't wait to come back to the Las Vegas stage. Every time we walk into rehearsals and you're back together with your brothers and you start singing some of the songs, we all have different memories. We're trying to decide which songs we're going to do and which stories to tell because there are so many. Trying to fit all these songs into a 90-minute show is the most challenging part of putting this show together. We just give the audience the best songs that we can. There are so many, Robin. You know what? We will have to do a version of them all or hook some of them onto others so we can take ourselves and the audience back down memory lane. And also, I know it's an emotional show, so like stated in the early part of the article, keep it high energy and upbeat. Then it goes on to say that Robin asked the question, now obviously you're going to have to tell some stories about Michael, and the answer was absolutely. I can't tell you everything, Robin. I can't give it away. I can't. Okay, it's going to be stories that people didn't know about Michael, and they really should hear them. There are stories going back to Gary, Indiana days, stories when we were all torn. He used to hide on our beds when Jermaine would have a girl over. Michael would hide under the bed. You all going to learn something new. We've got a lot of videos, too, that nobody has seen before. A lot of great stuff for the show. It's going to be great. Anytime we ask someone in the audience to come see us, we're going to bring them on stage. Oh, man, it's so awesome. If you stand up and Marlon sees you, he'll bring you up. I'm telling you right now that you don't want to be on stage, then don't stand up. So it's going to be a very interactive show. Did any of you have any hesitation about doing Rocktails and Cocktails? Did you all want to do it and share some never-before-told stories? And, of course, the response was no. No one had any hesitation whatsoever. We were excited about playing Las Vegas, and we've wanted to do this for a long time. When producer Adam Steck came to us and asked if we wanted to do it, we all said yes immediately. Adam has created this unique format of where you tell stories about and around the songs that we've never known about. Did you see it with Meatloaf when he debuted the concept? And the answer was yes, I did. I went backstage with him, had a meeting with him, talked with him, and he was enjoying the format and confident that it would be successful. And then Robin asked, so do you like it? Telling untold stories, showing private family videos that haven't been seen before, are you finally getting to tell the stories that the way you want to tell them? Sound like a show would be very well produced. And the answer was yes, for once you'll get the true versions. That's what we want. We want the true versions, right? There are all the brothers telling stories exactly what happened. It's our version of the truth and not anybody else's untruth. We're still tweaking the show, cutting it, still playing around with it. We don't quite have it down to the exact number of minutes. We'll do that now that we're moving the final rehearsal to Las Vegas. Opening night is February 20th, and that's not that far now, far away. Some nights we'll alternate with Meatloaf's new run. We'll do our shows Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. There'll be some overlap nights when both shows are on. It'll be fun to see how that works out. All of us are looking forward to it. We can't wait. It is going to be great. For the first time, you'll get the truth of how the Jacksons started, how things came about, our ups and downs, all Jacksons all the time. The whole focus of the show is high energy, dancing, music, and lights. Audiences will walk away feeling great, singing our music, and they'll feel that they really got to know us individually and as a family. We feel good. I know they will, too. I'm feeling good about that. This is really great. And then, of course, we all know Robin Lynch has been a journalist for more than 50 years and spent the past decade giving readers the inside scoop on Las Vegas, the world's premier platinum playground. You can tweet him, too, at Robin_Leach, and also follow Vegas Deluxe. And I know when I was a little girl, I never missed an episode of The Rich and Famous. Loved it. I always thought I'd be on The Rich and Famous one day. But that is so awesome that the brothers are working on that. And it sounds so intimate. That is so cool. It is intimate. Interacting with the audience and bringing people on stage and telling honest, fun stories. And you know, you better bring your Kleenex, it sounds like. Because I'm the type of person, I cry when I'm happy. So happy tears, sad tears, emotional tears. I mean, oh, my God. That sounds so cool. So congratulations to the Jackson brothers for coming together and doing that, and the producer who presented this proposal to do this type of show, also so cool. But again, I had to share this. I'm so glad I seen this story. This story was sent to me, and so I'm so glad. Well, oh wait, no, it's on Twitter. I mean, cause I'm always looking at my emails too. But I think the story is in my email also. But it's on Twitter from the Las Vegas Sun, from their Twitter account. But again, thank you so much for tuning in. The show's not over. Here's some more prints.
Thanks for calling.
Y'all want to hear the blues?
Yes.
Have hit the blues one time.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.